Attacks! Hi guys, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. I have good news. And it's a confirmation. Because before it was like, this would be good for movie night, which is not a confirmation that there's going to be a movie night. But today... Oh, sorry. Actually, tonight on Aftershun, the host confirmed Sierra and... I feel like I'm going to say her name wrong. Kifi? They announced that there is going to be a movie night. Thank God. Now all the girls can see, hear everything all together. I can't wait. I'm so excited. And this is what some of the stuff I want to hear. I want to see all the insincere clips. And I want this big long clip being called insincere and showing how he said the same thing. The same. Now I'm going British. The same thing to both Melanie and all the other girls that he's been talking to. And the only person that he actually tells the truth to are the boys and then production. That's one thing. And I want that whole long clip being called insincere. There we go. My goodness. I'm like, my brain stopped working for I don't know what reason. All right. With KC, this is what I want to be shown, okay? Show the clip of KC calling Anaya grandma. That's number one. Number two, show a clip of ChatGPT calling the Villa girls, high school girls, and the Casa girls, college girls. Number three, show KC humping and kissing Sydney in bed. Number four, show KC saying he's not happy for Anaya and he also doesn't give a fuck. And then, said he spoke life to her. Five, show KC saying that what took him 3 weeks in the villa took him 3 days in Casa. That was five. I'm reading a list that I found on Instagram, by the way. Six, show ChatGPT saying that he wasn't thinking about Kenzie at all during Casa. Okay, and for Casey, we could just say Playboy? I don't know. Oh, no. For Casey and, I don't know. We could just call it Playboy. We'll call it that. Because we don't have an actual name for KC. Alright. Seven. Show ChatGPT saying that if Permita was an OG, he would have picked her. Eight, show insincere and Melanie kissing in bed. Nine, show insincere saying he forgot what Melanie looked like. Yeah, that's a big one. Ten, Yes, Zach is in here too. My friend Zach is in here too. Show Zach and Alana talking. Actually, you know what? For Zach, it should have been like, why is Zach actually single in casa? Or came back signal in casa? Something like that. I'm trying to put names, okay? 11. Yes, I've seen this discussed online a lot. And I'm happy this is a talking point. 11. Show the Casa girls making fun of Kenzie.
Put it as... Oh, for the Casa girls and anything involving the Casa girls, I have a name for that too. Villains. Because that's what I've been calling them. Villains. And it should be like, the Casa girls making fun of Kenzie, the Casa girls talking badly about Melanie, the Casa girls being rude about Anaya.
Yeah. All right, 12. Show the Casa girls saying that they're the hot replacements of the Villa girls. 13. Show Insincere telling Melanie he won't kiss Sol, but then goes to kiss Sol.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Love Island producers, I'm sending you a chat.
Do these, please. 14. I'm getting multiple messages at the same time while reading this too. 14. Show the boys debating about how to kick out and debrief about Sol. Yes. That one. That one's important. And last.
Oh. But last and certainly not least. Oh. I feel like one of the Villa girls when they got the host card. Oh, and I was like, show us, and they went to a commercial break. Ho ho! I was back being annoyed about Tierra and Pernina talking about talking for the guys that they went in, like their mom, being mad about that again. That this last one made me laugh. Oh, and by the way, Ariana Madix, before I said the last one, now I'm being like a TV show, like a reality TV show with the suspense. She was not scared. She was getting flashbacks on her days at Vanderpump Rules, especially with what happened with Tom Sandoval and Raquel, that part. Ariana Madix is a girl's girl. Ariana Madix would have, just like I would, been there and been on the Villa girl side and been like, me next. The girls ate, the girls distorted, me next. And I was talking back when I was watching, and I was like with Tierra and Brianna, shut up. Sit down. No one's talking to you. They're talking to these asshole men. But Ariana Madix can't say what she wants to because she's the host. And this is why I'm not the host of Love Island or any reality TV show like this. Because I would have opinion and I would have to, I'm like, no, I cannot. I need to clock these men think they're all up here when they're not. And by the way, that would have been my last day working. So, no, because like I said, I don't like men treating us women dirty. Like Ariana. But like if I was like, okay, this is my dream job, then I would have to like, and then when the series was over, be like, have all this tea to spill out, or do it like not in front of them or something. I don't know, whatever I'm allowed to in my contract. Okay. All right, Trinity. Now I'm getting to. Back to number 15. You remember last night, friends? I don't know when I'm posting this, but you remember the Casa Amor recoupling? When Trinity is like, I love Bryce and Zach and their friendship, and I love how the four of us, Kayda and I, and then Zach and Bryce are so close, and all this, that, and the other. This one, after Trinity sees this one and hears it, she's gonna hate Zach. Their friendship is gonna be no more. All right, here is number 15. Show Zach making those shady I don't know. My brain went somewhere else. Sorry. I was going to say contacts. I don't know why. Okay. 15. Show Zach making shady comments towards Trinity. I was gagged when I read that. That's ending Trinity and Zach's friendship right there. I think it, because Trinity, Kayda, Melanie, and Anaya, those four black women. Kayda is half black, and then Melanie is Dominican, but I'm assuming she's Afro-Latina, right? Well, either way, all those four black women or women of color, however you want to say it, are very, very close. They're besties. They have each other's back. When? If number 15 makes it to movie night, Trinity's gonna hate you. Kayda's gonna hate you. Trinity's gonna hate Zach. Kayda's gonna hate Zach. And dump Zach. Melanie and also Anaya are gonna hate Zach. So Zach is gonna lose a lot of friends. All the female friends that he has in the villa. Oh, that's why I was like, that one's like, the other ones, I was like, yes, yes, these are the ones I want too. But the last one, I was like, no, I didn't want that one. It probably is going to happen, but I didn't want that one because that one is going to end relationships, like friendships. And it's going to end his relationship with Kayda. Yeah, so you don't really do after sun review commentaries and anything like that, but I saw that there is going to be a movie night. And they said there's going to, like, they hand down. They said there's going to be a movie night. So, guys, we are going to get a movie night because I believe there's a... The producers have given bones, cards, letters, footage. The producers showed them, even though I think they should have showed all the heart rate challenge, the whole thing. The producers showed them half of it. Melanie should have coupled up with Corey and then lashed out at Insincere. Anaya should have literally did the complete opposite of what she did. I felt bad that she was crying. But Anaya, girl,
you should have picked Carl. Anaya should have picked Carl. And then Kata,
you could have picked Shay, but it didn't really matter. So, but at least Melanie and Anaya, you should have changed it, right? So they're going to show you those clips. And if you guys, after movie night, and I'm talking to Melanie, my girl Melanie, who I loved your outfit, by the way, on the Casa Republic. And I also loved Ariana Maddox and also Kata. I'm just going by what I would actually wear in real life. Oh, and Anaya, I loved yours too. Your outfit was great as well. I would wear yours as well. And also I would wear Trinity's as well. Yeah, a lot of weird outfits. I'm just thinking about it. If after movie night, Melanie and Anaya, you don't let these guys go, I know you'll yell at them. That's no given. You did that at the recoupling. If you don't let these men go after movie night, I have no hope. Why are you staying in relationships with guys that don't treat you right? But that's all I have for you guys today. Movie night only happens like when it's needed. And this is the Hail Mary. This is the last thing that the producers can do to save these OG girls and Kata. And hopefully they listen and don't recouple with these men and couple with guys that actually deserve them. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. Bye!